Welcome to episode 119 of A Gal and a Gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us. We're discussing some big little lies in this episode.
We are dedicating this episode to the show on HBO starring Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Killeen Woodley, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, Alexander Skarsgård, Adam Scott. I mean, we can go on and on. It's an incredible cast.
Yeah, agreed. Great cast. And they're all good.
Great. See that?
It's so pretty.
I know, right?
Madeline, hello.
Yes, of course, you guys go play.
Hi.
How are you? Great. Pregnant again?
Of course. When am I not? You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Did you?
Oh, no, but you're sweet to think I did.
Well, you look fabulous.
Thank you. Hi, Jackie. Good to see you. Gabby is such a gossip. We don't like
her. Hey, Maddie, have you seen Justin at all?
Oh, I think he whooshed past here. Are we doing the wine tasting next week at your house?
I'll send you an email.
Okay.
I don't know where Ziggy went.
Oh, he's with Chloe. He's fine.
Oh,
Renata.
Hi.
So good to see you.
You look adorable.
Thank you so much. This is Jane Chapman. She's new here.
Hi.
Welcome, Renata Klein.
Thank you.
This is Emma Bella.
Hi.
A beautiful dress.
How was your summer?
It was wonderful. Very busy with the kids and camp. Just flew by.
Same.
How was yours, yeah?
Well, joined the board of PayPal. What was I thinking? Adding one more thing to my life. But, you know, oh, hold on. These are my Hamilton tickets. I've seen it four times.
Hi,
yes.
Minnie, how are you?
I'll see you in there. Here, come meet my best friend, Celeste.
Hey, Bill. How you been?
Madeline, when did you get to town?
Oh, late last night.
You didn't call me.
No, I'm sorry.
And how did you get more beautiful?
And so this is this season. I mean, basically, it's a one and done season. It's based on a New York Times bestseller by the same name by Leanne Moriarty. Basically, HBO turned it into a 7-part limited series. And I wish it could go on for several more seasons.
Me too. Me too. It is our new obsession, obviously. And I think it's been a hit for HBO. So, yeah. So good.
Well, and there's been, I know, because I read a couple articles that viewers have reached out to HBO asking them to extend the series like they did with The Leftover. If you remember, it was a book as well. And now, you know, HBO turned it into a 3-season series.
I'm like, what? I get that. I just wonder if they were to extend this show, where would it go from here? But I guess there would be some I guess where they could go places. I don't know. But
right.
I kind of like the idea of being a few.
And I guess it all depends on who ends up being the victim in the end. I mean, what if it's one of the women?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. And before we get into the nitty gritty, we should warn you there are spoilers. So if you are not caught up, you know, spoiler alert, we are going to talk about things that have happened, and we're going to talk about some theories of how we think it's going to end. So spoiler, if you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen to this until you're caught up. So
it's funny. I don't know why, because, I mean, I remember seeing some of the previews for it, you know, just when they were promoting the series. It was coming to HBO, and you know, obviously Reese Witherspoon's a big draw, Nicole Kidman, and then it's like, oh, created and written for television by David E. Kelly. And I have been so addicted to most of his series. Picket Fences was the very first one I remember watching when I was a kid. You know, L.A. Law, The Practice, Ally McBeal. I mean, he is a phenomenal talent. So
yes, agreed. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, okay. We're surprised that this is so good. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also, I know Reese Witherspoon has talked about how, you know, she and Nicole Kidman are the ones who purchased the rights to make this into something. And, they, you know, they even considered making it into a movie. But then they were just like, you know, I don't think a 2-hour movie will do this justice. I think there's enough there for, you know, a limited series. And they were clearly right.
Yes. Agreed. They were right. I think I like this better as a series than I think a movie would have done. I completely agree. So I'm really happy they went that route, because it's been just, you know, and I feel like that it just fits so well. The storytelling too, I think they've done a really good job of just making it all piece together and making you think, and you know, that sort of thing. So I don't know, it's a really good show. So good. Yeah.
And it does make me, again, I'm not a big book reader. I just don't have the time for it, but I know you like to read a lot, and I want to know how this compares with the book. Is the book set up in the same storytelling format of,
I wonder.
We're going into the final episode, episode 7, and we still don't know who is the victim.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or who the suspect is either. So, you know, I haven't read the book, and I have read some comparisons here and there. I tried not to read too much because I didn't want to be spoiled, because I really do want to be surprised to find out the ending. But apparently, like, the only differences I know of this point is that the book is set in Australia, not in California. So that's that's all I know, because again, I didn't want to spoil myself. But I think after this series, I'm definitely going to go and read the book, because it's supposed to be really good. So
okay, so who's your favorite character?
Oh man, I mean, Madeline, Reese Witherspoon, she's great. She is so great as this, like, you know, neurotic, crazy kind of, just, you know, mom, housewife. I don't know. She does such a great job as this, you know, as Madeline. And then Celeste, Nicole Kidman, is phenomenal too, I think. I mean, Nicole Kidman is just such a great actress. Like, it's just, you, every time I see her, I'm just so always blown away by her, you know? And, yeah, so I think she's good. I think those two are probably my favorite. What about you?
Did you ever watch the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, exactly. She's like Tracy Flick. Flick. Is that her name? Yeah, Tracy Flick. Yeah, she's like an adult version of Tracy Flick.
Which is scary to think of.
I know, exactly.
I think Madeline is probably my favorite character. I do love Celeste. Mm-hmm. I will say that I have not really been a fan of Shailene Woodley's, but I think she works. I think she definitely works in this.
I agree. I have not always been a fan of hers either, but in this role, I think she's really great, you know, and that character works off really well with the dynamic with the other ones, I think. So yeah, she's really impressed me in this.
I just have so many questions about her character, Jane. Like, yeah. I mean, I know she doesn't live in a really nice house, but what does she do? What does she do? Like,
right? She has a part-time job. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it or something, but what I just assumed based on past conversations she's had with people on the show is that she moved away. Her parents didn't want her to. And so what I've just kind of put together is that her parents are probably paying for, like, Ziggy's education and that sort of stuff, and for her house, and she's working part-time, so I don't know. I don't know where I got that, maybe, but subconsciously that's what I feel like's going on.
Okay, so let's kind of go over, well, actually, you know, before we get to our theories and the theories that are out there, I will say that I've been very impressed with the child actors.
I agree completely.
Ziggy especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ziggy's really good. And then the daughter, Madeline's daughter, I forget her name. Chloe? Is it Chloe?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I believe
yes.
so.
I like her too. Although I'm like, she's 6 years old. Why is she no 6 year old listens to all this music, do they? But
No. Well, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe in California they do. I don't know. I didn't. Right. I mean, I listened to whatever my parents listened to. So,
Well, we also we definitely have to mention Laura Dern as Renata.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a head case.
Yes. You know, she's like this strong, powerful corporate CEO woman, you know, and she plays that very well. Who's, you know, pretty, mama bear kind of thing, helicopter parent, you know. So yeah, I mean, the women in the show are great, and Zoe Kravitz too is very good. So
yeah, I just feel like we can not necessarily relate, but we can see, like, I know someone like Madeline. I definitely know someone like Renata. I know someone like, you know, like you can kind of place these characters sort of in the realm of reality. And, you know, we've maybe had run-ins or we know parents like this and
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
So, okay. So let's go into the theory. So this last episode, and it has to be a longer episode. It can't be an hour. I would think it's a little bit longer than that because there's so much they have to wrap up.
Yeah.
So much.
I know. They have to wrap up, you know, who Jane's attacker is, who died at the party, who killed the person at the party, and who is bullying Renata's daughter, and that sort of thing. So, yeah, there's several major plot points they need to wrap up. And then I'm assuming they're probably going to touch on Madeline's affair with the director, Joseph, and that everything. So I don't know. There's still a lot they need to get to. So, biggest question is who dies at the fundraiser? Who do you think it is?
Well, you know, like we're talking about the storytelling technique through this, and I think what you see it from the police detectives interviewing, like basically all the townspeople. So all of our main characters we don't see. But I will say the one thing I am trying to put together is who, whether it's a suspect or the victim, who can connect everyone together? And I feel like Madeline is the only one who can kind of connect all of these different characters. You know, because we've mentioned that, you know, well, we know Jane and Perry have not met as far as we know, and that probably is going to lead into the likelihood that Perry is probably the man who raped Jane. And we know that Perry travels all the time too.
Exactly.
And we know that he abuses Celeste, but I don't think it can be a Jane shoots Perry situation or Perry shoots Jane.
That seems almost too easy or too, like, I don't know, just too obvious. Yeah, I think there's going to be a twist there. So,
yeah. The one thing I think kind of ties it all together, because I know like Time has done an article about it, Variety. I think it has to be Perry with like Jane. I mean, I think that kind of ties everyone together a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
whether
I agree.
Jane shoots Perry, Perry shoots Jane. I mean, that's a thing. Or, you know, there even those series that Ziggy's the one that ends up shooting somebody.
Yeah, shooting Perry, which I kind of like that. I think that would be a interesting twist. You know, I've also read some theories that maybe it's Celeste who just gets fed up with Perry. And, you know, she finds out that he...
We lost you when you started talking.
Oh, no. Sorry. Damn it.
Okay, so say it again.
So there are a lot of different theories out there. You know, the one that Ziggy might have killed Perry, which I like. But, you know, there's also one that maybe Celeste kills Perry. You know, maybe she finds out that, you know, he raped Jane and she just gets so fed up with it, with the abuse and everything, that she just kills him. Maybe she pushes him off a cliff or whatever. So I like that one, too, just because I like the justice of it all. So... I don't know, but I definitely think it's Perry who dies. Who is doing the killing? I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think it's Perry who dies.
Yeah, he's the one I who think it is. Yeah. Okay, so our other question, besides the suspect and the victim, who is the one that's abusing Renata's daughter?
I think it's the twins. I think it's Perry and Celeste's twins. Because... there was, you know, during her therapy sessions, Celeste, you know, the therapist asked her, you know, have the kids seen any abuse or anything like that? And You know, she's very insistent that no, they have no idea. But the therapist is like, you know, kids are pretty perceptive about that sort of thing. And, you know, and then when Jane took Ziggy to see that child psychologist, you know, she kind of talked about, you know, is there anything happening at home that could make him bully someone? So I don't know. I just put that together and that makes me think that those twins are acting out at school because they see their dad do it.
Yeah. And also when the little girl points, she points and Ziggy is in the direction of the twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the little girl doesn't talk very much, which I also think is weird. But I guess she never did say Ziggy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. So
I like that. I think that's a good theory.
I think it's the twins. Although I read another theory, that maybe it's Chloe and that nobody says anything because she's so popular. That would be interesting, but I like the twins for it.
Yeah, I think, again, to tie everyone together, because who is abusing the little girl, I think that's all going to end up with, it's all going to come together in a way. Because so let's say it is the little boys, then they're going to be like, or one of the boys, then it's like, oh, it's because of Perry and what he's doing to Celeste. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my gosh, Perry is also the one who raped Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's all the women against Perry. Maybe it's, you know.
That's a good theory. Maybe it's all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that, did they ever say that they had a suspect in custody?
No, I can't remember if they did.
And it could end up being they all end up protecting each other and the person who shot him. So these four, women.
Oh, no.
Who had a conflict. And then they end up.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. And these four women who come together at the end and protect each other to protect themselves and the children from this monster.
I like that because, you know, because during when they're interviewing all these people, they're all talking about, you know, Renata this or Madeline that, or, you know, Celeste, you know, like they talk about all of them. So that makes a lot of sense. I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think Ed's going to play some kind of role in something. He's just...
Right, there's something about Ed that is off, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you're right. There's something about Ed that's off. I love Adam Scott, but yeah, his character, there's something off about him, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, this is so fascinating. So fascinating.
I know.
I love it.
I know.
All right. Okay. Well, that's all the theorizing I can do because I just want to get back on the internet and read up some more.
I know. I know. So I want this to. I kind of can't wait for it to end because then I want to go and read all about the book and the differences and that sort of thing. So. Yeah. So, we will be watching Sunday night. And we will be tweeting about it and stuff. So. So. Whatever you're doing, look for that. And
follow us on A Gal and a Gay. Okay, so we're talking about this is the finale for Big Little Lies on Sunday, but it's also the season finale of The Walking Dead.
At the same time. I know. Yeah. So that's a dilemma.
I know that I would pick Big Little Lies over this season of Walking Dead.
Agreed.
So, because I do not want to be spoiled. I don't give a shit about The Walking Dead and being spoiled at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to have to read online, oh, so-and-so shot so-and-so and this is what happened. I want to, like Game of Thrones and stuff, I want to experience this live.
Yeah, so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to watch, I might watch The Walking Dead live and then after that I will watch Big Little Lies on HBO Go. Because it'll be up immediately. So I won't be too delayed. I don't know.
Well, I'll text you and I'll let you know what happens. Don't worry.
No. Although I may watch Big Little Lies. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Because I do want to see Big Little Lies more than I want to see the Walking Dead finale. So.
Well, and just think, I'll be in charge of the Twitter account then, too. So
damn
we'll
it,
be...
don't you dare.
Yep. So I'm putting you in quite a predicament.
I know. Not fair.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, hey, guys, we'll post this on our Facebook page. Please let us know what you think. You can always give us a call on our new voicemail phone number, 816-237-8422. Again, that's 816-237-8422.
We're also on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay, Facebook A Gal and a Gay, or you can email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your theories about it and your thoughts on this limited run series, Big Little Lies. We're also just joined Instagram, like the young kids do, I guess. I don't know. We're terrible at social media, so at least Instagram.
We're not terrible, but we're just getting started on Instagram.
Yeah. So,
Kitty got us signed up.
I did. I signed us up. A Gal and a Gay, so you can look for us on there too. Yeah. So we're all over the social media. We're not doing Snapchat yet. I'm sorry. We that's not gonna happen. No. Probably not.
We're drawing the line at
that. Yeah, right. We're too old for Snapchat, so yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. Just reach out to us. And if you want to, please go and rate us on iTunes and leave us a comment on our Podbean page too. That'd be great. So we'd love to hear
excellent.
From you.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it.
All right, bye.